spoke out that we're standing, we're holding in Yemei HaSfira, in Yemei HaChomer LeKabbalah HaSatira. We mentioned that if in the original Kabbalah HaSatira Klal Yisrael needed to have HaChomer LeKabbalah HaSatira, was no Kabbalah Satir. Hashem said 2 days, Moshe Rabbeinu added a day. And here the Torah, if the Chinuch says that you have to have 49 days to the Achone le Kabbalah Satir. And without that, you don't have the Tfisa, you don't have the Mahus of the Kabbalah Satir. So a person that wants to prepare himself to Kabbalah Satir, not so much time left, it's 3 weeks left. So the way a person prepares himself, we said in the old days, was a lot of ways to prepare yourself. In our days, it's brought down in the Sforim, the easiest way to prepare yourself to Torah is with Torah. In the old days, in our generation, the most way to get close to Torah is with Torah. It's not with machshava, it's not with kavanas, with Torah. You learn, you get into it, you get the shaykhs, you get the dveikus, and that makes you the achone to Kabbalah Satorah. What are the klolim? Person wants to start to shtel to get ready to achone le Kabbalah Satoiro. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he tells Klal Yisrael his experience when he was mekabel the Torah from Boreh Olam. Lechem lo yochalti umayim lo yishotisi arboim yoim ve'arboim lailo. What is trying to say? He was Moser Nefesh. Lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo yishotisi. Well, I don't know if he had IV when he was up in the Shomayim. Yeah? But normally, you know, if a person doesn't eat for 3 days, he dies. So obviously, when you sit there with the Boreh Olam, your stomach is different. So what Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to say? The pshat is when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to the Shomayim, it's not the pshat, he was so not hungry, so not thirsty, like we are in the middle of the day. So what is he trying to say about it? Big deal. He said, we'll be plugged up to the Boreh Olam. He said, also we don't have to eat. Moshe says, even when I had a Rebbe that is called Boreh Olam, and I sat by Yeshiva Shel Mala, v'yoloimet ponim el ponim in Boreh Olam, I had to be Moser Nefesh, lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo yishotis. Kinyan HaTeira doesn't go without Mesirus Nefesh. We have a big mistake, a huge mistake, when we come to the approach of Kinyan HaTeira. Some of us are smart, some of us are smarter, some of us are not smart at all, Moshe Ben-Ton. Yeah, so the guys that are not smart at all, they like have to be Amal B'Torah, it's a default, yeah. They don't work on the tesis 50 times, they just can't get it. So these people know that they have to work hard. But the people that are Ben Lekishoinis and smarter, I'm sure sometimes it's hard for them. And sometimes it's easy for them. Some sugyas go easy, and some sugyas don't go easy. So a lot of them... not going this week. Last week was like a good week. It mamash went. 2 weeks ago went. The basra went. Gittin not. Gittin yes. But the basra is lo mishane. A person doesn't chap, he's missing in Kabbalah Satoyo. He's missing. It's not the pshat. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's hard. Is a t'nai in Torah, a molo shel Torah, yegioso shel Torah, lechem lo yochalti umayim lo yishatisi. Some guys, it's very easy them to learn until 12 o'clock by night. But from 12 to 1, it's very hard. So they go to sleep 12 o'clock. Most guys, easy to 1 o'clock, I see in yeshiva. But some guys, 12 o'clock gets hard for them. So they leave 12 o'clock. Guys, I'm good with. They don't have, that is the hour that counts. The guy, second Seder, it's okay. From 6:30 till 9, that is the gray area by him, yeah? That is the place of the Kinyan HaTorah. Im b'chukoy saytelechu shetiyu ameilim b'torah. Not masmidim b'torah. It's also very important. We'll get to that. Of a shetiyu ameilim b'torah. A person has to be omel. A person has to be yogea. We don't understand that that is the aleph beis of the kinyan of torah. Asher kitshonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu la'asoik b'divrei torah. Not lilmoid, not likroy. Motsoso velo yogaso zognetane al tami. Hi, some guys. Al tami. This is called al tami. Maybe you could be a big Rosh Hashiva. We call him al tami. Where is that mullah shaltur? Where is the yigiyasa shaltur? A lot of times the yitzhara fools a guy. Now, there's different levels in Yagir. And I'm speaking now to Pshuteya. There's a Yagir of Amolo Shoteya, Mamish, to break the head to Chapar Abkive Hegel. To break the head, to understand that is the Spitz Amolo Shoteya. There's a Amolo Shoteya just when it's hard for me to learn, put my feet in cold water and I'm carrying on learning. All of us know that Gdol Yisrael did it. We don't have a tzad even to do it. And that is what the point I'm trying to speak about. I'm not saying every night to put your feet in cold water. But you did it once. Not when you had a big fire tomorrow, yeah? But the Gemara says, Ahutz Duki that saw Rava sitting and learning. What he saw? He was sitting on his fingers and he was bleeding. Oh, Shabbos, not Nechas. Was bleeding. Omale ame pzize. Kadmisu pumaychu leudnaychu. He said, Nase v'nishma. You had to check if you could do it or not. Omale. Bayos tumas yeshorim tanchem. Samachnu olof, yodanu. Why did Stuki doesn't tell Rabbi, I don't understand. Why you need this? And Rabbi would say, no, I'm an ilui. Mistake. What was the answer? We would see Rabbi sitting and learning, and his fingers were bleeding, and he doesn't realize. We say, Rabbi is a feste ilui, right? Stop, Rabbi was iluish. Now, the Tzduki saw that Rav is Iluish. Rav would say, I love it. I learned so much. I love it. I just didn't realize my fingers are bleeding. The Tzduki comes to Rav. You took on yourself something that's impossible to do. You're learning and your fingers are bleeding and you don't realize. Rav would say, I love it. You see guys, yeah? I say, Alamoda, when I was a bacher, this is like this generation, I feel terrible when they come to the Shemayim. This generation, I don't know where they will go to. I was a bacher. The Masmidim went in the street with Gemaras. There was no masmid that went in the street without a gemara. Today the world is a bit more normal. Every masmid had a gemara. And you bump into people. I'm shana, yeah? It was a whole story, yeah? Every masmid had a gemara. It's like, you know, you're beginning of a mass media, like you have Pes, you have a Gemara. That the way it was when I was in Panovich, everyone, there were stories like, you know, that the mass media bumped into the wall, and they would say the differences from Rebbe Cholon to this mass media, and the Rebbe Cholon, when he would bump into the wall, he would say sorry, because he would think it's a person. He, when he bumps into a person, he thinks it's a wall. Yeah, these are the jokes. But that, and the, but, and we thought it's a little bit taking it a bit too far. Today, I go on the street, everyone is busy on the phone. Right? They cross the street, they text, they WhatsApp, everything. So vice versa, that if it's important for you, it's normal. No one thinks that the whole world is cuckoo. Why are people not think crazy? He's driving a plane and he's playing it. Yeah? The guy drives a truck. And the guy's trying to have balls, yeah? It's no matter, you go to the taxi, you think, you know how you look at the wheel of the taxi, you're so scared, you look what the taxi driver is doing, you know. He's having balls when he's driving. You don't know what to do. If you go off, not to go off. But it's normal, right? Only thing in the old days, the taxi driver started to learn Mishnayos, yeah? There was suim. And why no one looks at that cook? The Terence is, and the Olam entered, it's normal. In our generation, a guy that has such a zach, and when he doesn't learn the whole time, go to get him. When I'm walking. But you WhatsApp when you walk. You could type. So I can read the Gemara. Why else? They said, no, if you read it when you drive, you get dizzy. All different tirutzi. All these tirutzi don't exist anymore. But this is a bit of my own agav, yeah? We'll come to the Shemayim, people don't chat, they'll say we couldn't learn then. Hashem will show, the guy say, I couldn't focus late by night. Yeah, you read this novel that Mamish, no one could figure out who is who. Yeah, and you managed to go through it, you know, 500 pages without a blick. Yeah, you Mamish hold who is Michael and who is Shmerel. Yeah, everything works out, yeah. So Rabbi had to answer, the same way you love to read, and when you read a book, you could sit 20 hours. I love to learn. I'm sitting on my fingers and I'm bleeding. What did Snooki was telling him? Snooki was telling him, what does Rabbi says? I love it. You have a problem that I love it? Sure, probably. Yeah? But. And the Tzduk is not coming to Rav and asking Rav, what is the pshat? And Rav says, I tell you, Terespicho Ma'al Fizav HaChesed. What you do for work, I do for learning. The answer is, that learning of Rav and the Gemara is not representing love of Torah. Was representing a moloch v'yigiyosa shel Torah. What is needed for learning is expected to learn in such a amol that you could forget about your fingers and you could bleed. That was expected, is expected from everyone. And the Tzduki tells Rav, it's a bit over limit. You said Nasi v'nishma, you don't know what you got yourself into. And Rav answers him, we trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, steht in the Gemara, gewaltige Sache. Steht in the Gemara, Rav is telling us that is called a Amor Shel Torah. We think Rav was an Ilui, he knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. Okay, we are very far from Rav. But Rav was doing something that didn't make sense physically. And not from love. Rav had to answer. We don't have to. When I saw the Gemara before it was Luki, Rav was sitting and learning, and his fingers said, ah, Rav loved learning. I would love learning so much, and when I learn, my fingers will bleed. But this is what I thought that Rav did. Tell the stories like Dolim, they sat for 7 hours, they didn't really what they're holding. So what does Luki want from Rav? Rav says, I love it, yeah, I love it. I'm so happy after 7 hours. I feel like $1 million after I finish the learn. And Mistabo Rav did as well. But the Gemara is telling us that the Tzduki understood from Rav that this is a tnai to become a Talmid Chochem. to learn that you could forget about your fingers and you could bleed when you're learning. And he says, I'm a pziza, you tie yourself into something that you can't do. And Rava says, we trusted him. No different answer. Now we come in such a small generation, so white, and we want to be the G'dolei Ador, and we want to be Talmidei Chachomim. But we want shortcuts. There's no shortcuts. There's no shortcuts. Now I want to tell you, not only that is no shortcuts, if you take shortcuts, could be if you have a good memory, you will know some information. This is no shaykhus growing in there. You know Rabbi Yashiv, I don't know if you knew Rabbi Yashiv, was lifted a couple of years ago, he's a good Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Yashiv, the God Lado. You heard about him? You know, he lost two kids because he was so poor and he couldn't afford food, and they died from lower, they didn't eat enough. You know what guilty feeling a father has when he couldn't bring enough money to feed his kids in that days? We don't measure. We see the product in the end. God lado. They passed. Everyone passed. Hard. And I'm not speaking now, but we spoke a lot of times, and we will speak from Tzara Aga. These days, we speak about the Kinyon HaTov. Lechem lo yochalti, o mayim lo yishoti, sizok Moshe Rabbeinu tiklal Yisrael. This was the way of Kabbalah Satayre. Kach yidarko shel Toiro pas b'melach toichalu mayim b'mesurot ishtova la'oretz tishan. Tanis telling us, Kach hidarko shel Toiro. Pas b'melach toichal, b'mayim b'mesurot ishte, v'alo oretz tishan. I'm not saying that, so guys, okay, so I have to leave my deer. Yeah? I have to just drink water, not even better. Yeah? You're right, that could be it's needed. I think from the Stibler. The Stibler said, in our generation, we don't have to look to physical, hard, amolah shel Torah. The Stibler said, what we have to do to work for amolah shel Torah is in the learning. In the learning. In the learning. There was a Yid that came over to me 2 days ago, from yesterday. He runs one of the, I'm changing one or two details because I don't want that you will understand who he is. He runs one of the biggest cure organizations. Someone sent him to speak to me, okay. He came second Seder. As you know, he fundraises it, he takes care of it, chule v'chule. He learns an hour a day. Doesn't know what to do, but he asked Rav Levinson told him that you have to fundraise the whole day. He wants to know what is the right thing to do. I heard this. It's nothing. I said, in the car, what I'll tell you to do. I said, you have to learn every day 3 hours. 3 hours a day. Doesn't make a difference where you are. He says, what do we with the organization? I said, don't worry. You'll make the same amount of money. So in the old days, we're stacking hard. But they have to collect $5 here, $10 here. So, you know, knocking the doors. It's like big meetings. So instead of a guy giving you 100,000, he'll write you 150, yeah? He said, you'll do it for 3 months. I said, even 3 months, the budget will stay the same. You'll say it's a way for the fleece of capital, or you'll say it's normal. He said, it's normal. Because it makes sense. So it's no chivish tablets. No, but I want to be moisel nefesh to do cure. He said, it's the biggest mitzvah nefesh, to learn 3 hours a day. I want to see if you can do it. He says, I tell you, I think you're not holding there. I think it's too late. You'll not manage to learn 3 hours. You don't want to. You can learn 3 hours. It's very hard for you. It's easy for you to go around. Don't tell me Mesirus Nefesh to collect money. It's hard for you, and you came to get a hechsher that you feel terrible that you can't learn. You wanted to hear a psak. I'm telling you, you mechuyev to learn 3 hours, and if not, you're going straight to Gehenna. I said, do it for. If you come after 3 months and you can't do it, I'll give you a heter. Choyle, oynes, nebach, I'll give you a heter. Come, we'll try for 3 months. People don't realize. It's not easy. It's not easy. But that is the Mesirus Nefesh that we're asked. Every boy, every bocher, doesn't have to wait far away from the Mesirus Nefesh for learning. It's near him. It's near him. If it's adding hours, if it's hiring a smother, if it's you learn a thesis, Isra benefile and the stuff you don't have, you say, okay, we'll start the Gemara, yeah? Say, 1 second, you know what? I'll spend out 2 hours by night till I will have it clock. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Yeah, I will figure it out. Again, I can't chab. Yeah, Yisra ben Afila, not Yisra ben Afila. No chab. Yeah, I will figure it out. What will happen if I will figure it out? That is Mesirus Nefesh L'Torah. That is called Mesirus Nefesh L'Torah. Nefesh Ameilo, Ameilo Loi. After you do that Mesirus Nefesh, and you push yourself, but a real Mesirus Nefesh L'Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Siyata Deshmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you real Siyata Deshmai. But a person could find himself sometimes after years of learning that he was not Moshe Nefesh L'Torah. If Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to remember that, if Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Har Sinai and he tells Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, it was through Mesirus Nefesh. One thing I explain to you, when you don't stay, I'm talking that I hear, I'm asking the boys that are not here. When you don't stay in Yedira and you come to Yeshiva, it's not called Mesirus Nefesh. You're Madrega to stay in Yedira, you're a bomb, you're a Meshugana, yeah? It's garnished. No, but some guys go wait, it's fast for Shabbos, some guys go to Agonus, some guys go to the Kaisel every couple hours to Daven, yeah? The Nebachs. Maybe in these boys, you tell them to take them to say this, Mesirus Nefesh. What are you doing? You're learning. So, you know, the famous vote of Chaim Shulevitz, someone came to Chaim Shulevitz, and he was awake by night, his kid was crying. I was awake by night, my kid was crying. So Chaim Shulevitz told him, "Dosi nishkan tzar gidul bonim. This is gidul bonim. I wish you you'll never know what tzar gidul bonim. Kid cries by night, dosi nishkan tzar gidul bonim. This is gidul bonim." A lot of times, Bacher thinks what he's learning is a bit hard, and he stays in yeshiva, and it's happening, he's not going out. This is learning. This is nishkan mesirus nefesh. I'm not saying Kadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeh aschar kol beryesh. You never did a Mesirus Nefesh. You never had a Mesirus Nefesh. A guy that does a Mesirus Nefesh and pushes and manages to move ahead, he doesn't know how far he gets. He doesn't know how far he gets. He doesn't know how much it has. It's ein l'shay ve'ein l'tayah. The kinyan ha'toyah comes through kach hidal koshul toyah. So we're holding now in the achonah le'kabolas ha'toyah. It's an easy thing to do. In a way, it's even easier from asmada. Because asmada is very hard. Because if you make a small asmoda, and it's not a consistent asmoda, it's very hard to magdal yourself in a masmid, yeah? But I'm a masmid from a morning seder not to talk, but by night I don't. But Mesirus Nefesh L'Torah is every time you do, it clicks. It's hard for me to learn now. You know what? That is the time that I will learn now. I'm not interested to learn now. I will learn now. This taste is okay, doesn't make a difference. Really, okay, we'll wait for next sugya. You know what? I'm going out 2 hours, I'm figuring out this taste. This is Mesilus Nefesh L'Toyev. And if a person does Mesilus Nefesh L'Toyev, he gets a kinyan in Toyev, he gets a chelek in Toyev, it opens him. I'll tell you, try it for this week, till next week, to do Mesilus Nefesh L'Toyev. Mesilus Nefesh L'Toyev. Rabbi Akiva left his house for 24 years. He left for 24 years. He came out Rabbi Akiva. His wife was with a nefesh that she didn't have her husband for 24 years. She leave a shalochem shalom. It's a different level. It's a different madrega. That is the way you have a kinyan. So we're taking ourselves for this week to try to find ourselves moisa nefesh l'toyu. Be'ez Hashem will have sefer.